Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Let's go out to Hollywood and Entertainment Tonight's Cassie DeLaura for some news. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're good, and we're anxious to hear about a couple of reunions, including possibly the First Wives Club, right?
Oh, my goodness. This was some news yesterday in our office that had us up in our chairs, screaming, hooting, and hollering around the office, because everyone has wanted this reunion. I'm talking about Goldie Hawn, Diane Keaton, and Bette Midler reuniting for a new comedy, which, of course, comes more than 20 years after co-starring together in The First Wives Club. So right now, in this new comedy that is set to start filming later this year, they're going to be reuniting to seek revenge on their respective husbands. And this time, the ladies must deal with having been married to that same man. So how does that sound for a reunion comedy?
So all it takes for the Entertainment Tonight office out there to be happy is a story like this?
Well, we love a good reunion. That's the thing. And especially the dynamic between Goldie and Bette and Diane was just so iconic. And, you know, I think we love to see, you know, that female empowerment, too, and having these three powerhouse women join back together 20 years after this huge hit for them, and to see kind of a different iteration of it. And, yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Talking about reunions, John Krasinski is quoted as saying, he'd love to do a reunion of The Office. What are the chances that that will actually happen?
You know, I would say a lot of people would be very happy if this did come to fruition, because The Office was such a beloved show. But obviously, you know, it never hurts to have one of your star actors, you know, wanting to do the project, because I feel like when it comes to reunions, you have to have everyone on board. And I'd say to check him off the list of people who are interested is a good sign. But he did tell Esquire earlier this week that the show, The Office, was everything to him, and that he'd love to do a reunion. You know, he says that at the end of his career, he'll still be known for Jim. So might as well keep doing it, right?
Might as well. Let me ask you a question. Have you found that whenever you guys do a story about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, your ratings go up? Is that the new topic that the bosses at Entertainment Tonight want every night now? Something about them?
It's not even that we want it. It's that the fans want it. I think people are so fascinated and intrigued by Meghan Markle and Prince Harry ever since they started dating and then they got married. But I think it's because they are redefining history for the royal family that have people even more intrigued by anything that they do. And obviously, they have decided to take that step back as senior royals of, or senior members, I should say, of the royal family. But we still are going to have a few appearances from them coming up within the next couple of weeks. So those royal fans who look for all these stories, they're going to be very happy and very satisfied, because they'll get their Meghan and Harry fix. But before they start, you know, going back to Canada and kind of living that life more low key under the radar.
And they're doing a project with Jon Bon Jovi now, aren't they?
They are. So obviously the Invictus Games are something that are held very close to Prince Harry's heart. And they're happening later this year in May. But first, before that, Prince Harry is going to have this Jon Bon Jovi collaboration for the Invictus Games to promote it. So basically, it was actually a very creative promo that Prince Harry came up with it. Maybe it was his team that runs his Instagram account. But on Thursday, the Sussex Royal account had posted this fake text conversation between Harry and Bon Jovi to discuss you know, helping out with the Invictus Games. Jon Bon Jovi had said that he'll be in London later this month in February, and that he has this idea. And then Harry joked, as long as it doesn't involve him singing, he'll leave it up to the professionals. So what we do know about this is that Prince Harry is confirmed to visit Abbey Road Studios in London upon his return on February 28th, and that's when he will meet Bon Jovi there and other members of the Invictus Games choir, and they're going to record a special single to aid the Invictus Games Foundation.
Nice. And yesterday, we were talking with Dean Richards about Ben Affleck getting choked up, talking about Jennifer Garner and the divorce on Good Morning America. And then yesterday, I guess it was Demi Lovato, took to her Instagram story to share her feelings. What is it about all the celebrities now? Are they trying to get therapy by going public more often?
You know, I think that the celebrities understand the platform that they have and the importance that they... The importance that that platform has in itself in being able to share your own story and the lives that you can touch by opening up about your own mental health journey. Because think about it, you are these celebrities that are in the spotlight, so unattainable, but at the end of the day, you're dealing with issues that other people are dealing with on their own. So it's almost that relatability factor. But also, I mean, I applaud anybody who can speak so freely about something that is so intimate and vulnerable for them. But yes, Demi Lovato is someone who has been very open lately about her journey with mental health and her struggles with, you know, even on the physical side too. I mean, she took to Instagram, saying that she woke up feeling not super confident. And this was in, this coincides with her episode, her podcast episode that she did with Ashley Graham. So obviously, you know, she really opened up to Ashley Graham on this podcast about everything from those mental health issues to her career and whatnot. And then the following day is when she took Instagram story to say that she wasn't feeling confident, and she was reminding people who are struggling out there that life is a journey. There's tons of ups and downs, but you can't give up. And this, and I mean, Demi Lovato, I mean herself, this is someone who, you know, had an overdose just, you know, over a year ago. And now look at her. She sang the national anthem at the Super Bowl just a few weeks ago. Yes, life has ups and downs, and she is someone who did not give up. And now she is kind of using her experience to, you know, inspire other people. And I think that is awesome of her.
You know what's great about this? People go on social media and all you see are vacation photos and happy couples together. I've always maintained
it's a highlight reel.
Right. I always say to my wife, next time we have an argument, let's take some pictures and video and post that so people feel better, because everybody goes through struggles. And when these celebs talk about and they go public with their struggles and their ups and downs, it makes everybody feel better about their own lives, don't you think?
100%. And they're also kind of helping inspire other people to follow suit in their own way and know that it's okay to be honest on social media. And it's okay, obviously, to be honest in real life. You know, we don't have to live behind this curtain where we have to pretend that everything is perfect and peachy king. Like, life is not one big filter from Instagram. That's not how life is.
As Ed Norton said to Ralph Cramden, it's not all beer and Skittles. Entertainment Tonight is on television, CBS 2, weeknights at 6:30. Our thanks to you, Cassie DeLaura, for a fine entertainment report for Dean this morning, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, talk to you soon. Thank you.